Log Talk Radio. Log Talk Radio.
We're back. Yes, indeed. Thank the Most High that we're back again. Back again for another episode. Yes, another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel, Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Eddie Mia of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Yes, so very thankful to the Most High for this opportunity, this precious opportunity to be back with you here again. Yes, and I thank the Most High for every ear that He brings near. And I thank you all, yes I do, for listening. For the Most High has told me, yes directly has He told me, that I have for His cause some very important things for Him, yes, that I must do. The Most High calls a prophet to speak with others would not. For indeed, my brothers and sisters, men more often than not have been more concerned for personal pulpits and thrones than for the ultimate divine covenant cause, the one consent, healing, and reconciliation of a people devout unto the one Most High, for the making one, my brothers and sisters, of a world entire unto the ways of eternal peace. But now, my brothers and sisters, even now the time, my brothers and sisters, that time has come when the promise times of refreshing are upon us. The time to rediscover the ancient truths. The time foretold, my brothers and sisters, that all the precious truths that unscrupulous men for so long have schemed to keep hidden in the darkness, must again be brought to the light, to at last remember all that should never have been forgotten, my truth-loving brothers and sisters, is now. For again, the Most High has told me that I have for him some very important things for his cause that I must do. And he told me that because of what I must do, he said that I would surely accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But he told me that in doing for him that which he has asked of me, that I would have his protection and his guidance. And for that, my brothers and sisters, I am indeed utmost thankful. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, has he told me, that I must tell you things. Yes, that I must tell you things, precious truths, that men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and yes, my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy. So let it be in this day when the Most High is appointed, yes, that all the truth that the world would obscure must again come to light. When all who would hide the truth from you must be exposed. When indeed, my brothers and sisters, all that has been hidden in the darkness must come to light, must be revealed. Let it be, my brothers and sisters, that all who would serve the Most High cry aloud. Hallelujah.
Yes, well, 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 my brothers and sisters, we are back. Yes, indeed, I thank the Most High. Truly, I thank the Most High that we're back again. Yes, I do. For this very precious episode, yes, indeed, this very precious episode of Hidden Gospel, Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Edemiah, Covenant Remembrance Ministries. I'm very thankful to the Most High for this precious opportunity the Most High has granted for the healing of our people. The Most High has told me, yes, indeed, directly as he told me. But I must tell you things that men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and yes, my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy. We must understand, my brothers and sisters, yes, we must understand that Abraham was told that it is after seeking the pure and perfect will of Yah that this world shall be blessed, that this world shall be won, that this world, my brothers and sisters, shall have the support of the One Most High toward genuine peace. Do we dare to believe, my brothers and sisters, do we dare to believe that disobedience shall bring such favor? Most High had a plan. Yes, the Most High had a plan for peace, for harmony. He who made heaven and earth had a plan after which this earth should be made true to his purpose, true for the mutual good of all. Do we dare to believe, my brothers and sisters, that after disobedience, after the rule of another, there shall come this perfect, pleasing, under the full fruition of all the potentials this earth has to offer? Think about it, my brothers and sisters. Dare we say that contradiction should be called lawful order? I want you to think about it, my brothers and sisters. The Most High is not a God after men's imaginations. He is not destabilized after the varying ideals, misappropriations, misadministrations, misunderstanding. He is not a God after the variant, my brothers and sisters, misideals, fallen false foundations, infirmity, injustice, blindness of man and his mass contradictions. And quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, to this very day, there are those who prove by their actions, by their beliefs, by their thoughts, that they would be angry against the Most High, because the kingdom that he will bring to bear does not, I repeat, does not sanction all the variant, inconstant, inconsistent, irreverent, disrespectful inconsistencies that are presently the thoughts of an undisciplined mankind. Hard words, but the truth is what it is, my brothers and sisters. After whose law, or whose order, or whose plan dare men believe that this world shall finally be made at peace? And yes, the promise of the Most High that his people shall be regathered, even as a people, according to Zechariah 3:13. The promise that the Most High has forsworn that his people shall be drawn together as one, regathered as one, delivered from every misconceit of people who will speak no lies and do no iniquity, regathered from the misconceits of all the nations, is the promise, in fact, one of the utmost promises of the entire faith. Do we dare to believe, my brothers and sisters, and I'm saying this considering that the Day of Atonement is fast upon us, do we dare to believe that humanity shall be made one after the rule of any other? Dare men say that it is the grace or the favor of the Most High that they walk in disobedience and compromise, hypocritical compromise, and expect the Most High to favor such misactivity? I'm telling you, my brothers and sisters, it's time we give consideration and respect to the Most High, the respect that he is due. And Yohanan, John, 15:14. Messiah said, I make no petition, no request. Certainly no request for the preservation and the success, if you will, of those who would maintain the contradictions of this world. He said, make no request for the world, but for those who would receive his word. What does that mean? Do we dare to believe the Messiah desires, the Savior desires, that a mass of contradictions be exalted in a time of coming judgment? I repeat, do we dare to believe Messiah would exalt a mass of worldly contradictions, defiant, irreverent, disrespectful, not knowing or desiring to know what the Most High has promised to do to bring peace in a time of coming judgment? The scripture says the Most High does nothing without revealing his secret to his servant, the prophet. His servant, in other words, he sends a prophet for what he does. The Most High will do everything that he has declared. Question, my brothers and sisters, therefore, is this. Would men prefer to believe lies, after which there's no agreement with the Creator, continually, forever, to the very last moment, or would men prefer to hear the truth in due season? Most High said he would offer man the opportunity to know the truth. Question is, do men really want the truth, or do they want to preserve a massive contradiction? I will tell you now, there's no question about it, that when Messiah said, I make no request for the worldly, he was saying, I make no petitions for those who would stand against the light of truth going forward. I make no request for those who would desire to see the scattering of the conscience of our people. He was saying, I make no request for those who would maintain amongst a multitude of contradictive misopinions. I make no request for those who would keep our people confused. I want you to understand, my brothers and sisters, the multitude of variant, differing institutionalities of man that presently exist, national, denominational, political, social, cultural, the multitude of their differences, their partialities, their pluralities, yes, my brothers and sisters, their inconscient and reprobate contradictions, are not true to the manifestation or the working of the one Holy Spirit. Did you hear me? They are not, I repeat, not true to the working of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is also called the Comforter, my brothers and sisters. It's sent that all who would be reasonable might mature in the knowledge of the One Most High, that we all agree. Which do we think the Savior will do? Sanction a multitude of contradictions after the imaginings of men, exalting them all as if they were viable, and as trustworthy as the word of the Most High? I'm going to tell you now, brothers and sisters, whoever would believe such a thing, I will tell you now, anyone who can believe such a thing does not know the Most High, nor can they know him. Those who trust in the multitude of contradictions, my brothers and sisters, have not been his disciples. Those who have heard his voice, no. Most time means business. What I mean by that, my brothers and sisters, he will be consistent, is and will be consistent. To all, true to all, that he has spoken. Again, I ask, my brothers and sisters, how shall man affirm true to all the Most High has declared, but by his rule, his law? Shall man say that he has attained to all that is his purpose after the designs, the plan, the ideal of another? If any man should believe such a thing, my brothers and sisters, I say heartily, let him consider. Let him consider, my brothers and sisters, that there is and has always been a better way. You know, I find it amazing. I mean, think about this, people. Think about it, my brothers and sisters. Shall man accomplish all that which the Most High has desired of his people unto all that is his pleasure, all that is ultimately good and consistent with initial divine foundation? Shall men say they shall attain to that glory, that honor, after someone else's ideas other than that of the Creator himself? Scripture says salvation is not of works, as any man should boast, meaning that salvation, peace, deliverance from every misconceit is not after the multitude of designs of men. Then, my brothers and sisters, after whose rule shall it come? Shall men say that they should be made one with the Most High after the designs of many who differ in their belief, opinion, and conviction? Or is the only hope of continuity, congruity, mutual understanding? Is it after the will of many or the will of one? You know, it's amazing, my brothers and sisters. No question about it in my mind. I know what the Most High told me. Anyone who can believe that a mass of contradictions are viable as the work of the Holy Spirit cannot be a disciple, is not a disciple unto him. Are then, my brothers and sisters, again, the massive contradictions that are national, political, social, religious, fractionalizations, and cultural differences that exist in this world, are they true to the will of one, or are they a mass of contradictions? Which are they? We really believe that a mass of individuals and institutions that make vows unto the Most High, but after differing ideas, are all hearkening to the will of one? I say, think again. I did a show last evening to talk about watch out for false prophets who call upon the name of the Most High, but tell you, like the scripture says, in so many ways, not in truth, nor unto all that is righteousness, not unto all the Most High required. Hey, they say they are prophets of the Most High speaking for him, but do they stand up for all that is the Holy Word? Messiah said, you're my friends. In other words, collectively friends as one with him. If you do, believe, uphold all that I command. I have to ask a question. In fact, I'll give you the answer. No, not a single nation on this planet has been true to the hope of the Most High for the regathering of his people in truth. Many say that they have established nations that are allies with Israel. Let me tell you something. Whoever would scatter the mind of the people of Israel not to revere and respect purely and completely what is the will of one, my brothers and sisters, has no hope for the redemption of Israel, nor for the redemption of mankind. This we must know, my brothers and sisters. I repeat, this we must know. I have a lot of concepts that I believe are important that we understand, especially the Day of Atonement, fast approaching. Now, those say they believe the Ten Commandments. Oh, we know how popular is the movie. But I want you to think about something, my brothers and sisters. Look at the first, second, third, and fourth command, just starting there. Remember the Shema, my brothers and sisters, that demands that if the scripture says, hear, O Israel, the Most High is one, how should we all revere him as one, but by his law? If we say we do this by the law, the standards, the misorder, trivialities, the neglect of others, like I said, think about it. Messiah sent forth his gospel at the hand of faithful apostles, commanded to teach everything that he commands. That was to be the conversion of the nations. I repeat, that would be unto the conversion of the nations beyond themselves, a raising of conscience. Noah does not preserve the varying miscreant standards of men. By what reason, my brothers and sisters, do we presently see a massive divisions? It must be because of the neglect and treachery on the part of many. Do we dare to say now that it's a solution, since most have forgotten the truth? Now, understand, the Holy Spirit will teach all things, bring all things to remembrance. Do we dare say, in spite of that fact, that we now expect that the solution will be according to never remembering? Are never seeking to remember? What the Most High declared from the beginning? If our faith, or what we call faith, does not reveal to us the truth, the exceeding truth beyond what the leadership of this world has appealed. If our faith does not reveal to us counsel to see beyond all the illusions that men, after which men have fallen, who is it that men have trusted, my brothers and sisters? Who is it that men have trusted? You talk about the Ten Commandments, okay? First command, Most High said we should worship none else but he. Shall we worship him and him alone after the rule of another? He warned us against all idolatry. And I will tell you now, the worst form of idol of all is a misconception, a false concept of the Most High. False concept of the Savior in the minds of men. Shall we keep that command according to the rule or instructions of another? Shouldn't make any false gods, my brothers and sisters. We shouldn't seek to exalt any false, fallen, polluted standard at all. That's what he commands to his people, that he might establish a holy kingdom true to him. Shall we be true to him after the rule of another? After the law of another, and call it his favor? We're told and warned we will not be found guiltless if we call upon the name of the Most High, make a vow unto him in vain. In other words, if we make a vow unto him, not seeking the full fruition of all that is his will, shall we be found guiltless? Messiah said, you're my friends if you do everything that I command you. In other words, if you seek all that he has declared, that it all be brought to bear, then you are his friends, his allies. I said, his allies. What then of those who, my brothers and sisters, harbor some animosity after the misconceits of this world or the misallegiances of this world, what are they who would seek the preservation of contradictions against the pure will of Yah? Which are they to be considered? Friends under divine cause or enemies? The Day of Atonement will quickly approach us. For the consecration of our people after the will of one. Demands, and we will find scripture like this in 1 Corinthians 1:10-11. People, my brothers and sisters, must all speak the same thing. No divisions among us. Same understanding. We are all avowed as a covenant in the Most High to seek the absolute truth, that we all revere the name of the Most High, to honor him as one. That is how that is what the Most High has obligated all his people to do, that we might love one another. I did not say function after mistrust, negligence, treachery, and misconceits. He said, I came that we might have life. How about my brothers and sisters' conscience beyond contradiction and having more abundantly? That's the Shema. That's what Messiah says, the utmost command of his faith. My brothers and sisters, do we dare to say the Gentile nations are exempt from this law unto unity? Think about it. It was in the book of Ephesians, speaking also to the Gentile nations. He said that we all, I hope you hear me, my brothers and sisters, in the 3rd chapter. We all must, all who would be consecrated unto the Most High, must comprehend together. Down to one Lord, one faith, one baptism. In other words, one mutual faith beyond all the misconceits and misrulerships of all the nations. He said, even unto the full measure and stature of Messiah, should that be attained after the law of another? Should that be attained, my brothers and sisters, after varying misrepresentations, seeming wise among the nations? Absolutely not. Continues from 4:12 to 4:17 Ephesians. Saying we should not all be alienated as are the nations of the Gentiles. How you get to be a multitude of nations speaking something different, but they refuse to hear the will of one? It is desperately important, and therefore, my brothers and sisters, that we understand that when Messiah was in effect saying that anyone who would create false churches, still polluted, preserving the very illusions that his word of truth was to cast aside. Any institution, my brothers and sisters, that would be a vessel to preserve the misconceits of this world, as do the multitude of denominations. I see none of them who's been true to all that I see contained in the scripture. I said none of them. I have recently started placing on my Facebook page a list of articles which are now posted in the chat room. Articles that contain much information that, and quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, the scriptures say in advance that carnal-minded leaders will never speak or tell. Most High sends a prophet to perceive and speak what others would not. I'm telling you now, my brothers and sisters, the scripture says there's strife and divisions among us because we function after carnality, blindness after the will of the flesh, reprobate mindedness, undisciplined thinking. Like I said, the gospel was sent forth as a pure, perfect word that offers one choice. The divisions that exist amongst us, how do they remain? There's been a lot of treachery and neglect against the Holy Name, men calling upon the name of the Most High, but not unto the fruition of all that is divine will and walking after the constraints of the misconceits that are the illusions of the various nations, compelling people to believe, sadly enough, my brothers and sisters, compelling men to believe that the miscreant devices that they see are somehow what? Beyond reproof? There's a scripture that says it this way: many are the ways that seem right unto men, but the end thereof is death. Meaning, my brothers and sisters, many are the ways that seem beyond reproof, perfect before the Most High, and acceptable unto Him. But the end thereof, my brothers and sisters, is death. The Most High must remove every obstacle of illusion. This, that the truth of His kingdom be manifest to a world. All prophecy relating that and the coming Messiah relates that the foolishness of the rulers. Foolishness of the rulers, the deceptions of the rulers, standards after which men think they are sufficient, but far from it. All these standards must be exposed. This is all about respect. That men understand there's one salvation, man, one way man attains to the purpose for which he was made. All these fallen standards must be exposed as wickedness, lawlessness, that men all from all nations shall seek one unto peace. That's the plan. You really think the rulers wanted you to know that? Because what it means is that any standard men establish less than what is divinely intent, that does not prepare for all the Most High declared enemies, my brothers and sisters, and self-righteous pride, not true to the will of Yah. Fourth command. The Shabbat. The very word means to complete. Did you hear me, my brothers and sisters? True to the gospel of peace. The word for peace is also to complete. The God, very word gospel relates when it says good tidings. It means the whole word of Yah, that men agree in all things. One time the Most High asked me, shall man disagree with the Most High on even one point and live? Well, the very principle of life relating conscience beyond contradictions tells us that if we stand against the way of divine constancy, then we stand against His will, and His will is life. Now, whoever would stand against the principle of life, my brothers and sisters, does he expect still yet to have eternal life? Shall men say they shall live forever to constantly be a vexation to the Most High and a deception against the full awakening of His people? Messiah was saying, I make no request in John 17:9 for those who would constantly uphold illusion. I look at this early tonight presidential debate. Do you really think the Most High wants constant debate amongst us? Do you really think the Most High wants a juxtaposed system to continually blind His people? Our brothers and sisters, every single living soul that exists upon this planet that will be preserved and protected in the coming judgment will have to revoke His allegiance to every system of man which would preserve lawless contradiction against divine purpose. And my brothers and sisters, woe to a system that would make or legislate supposed laws against divine law, so as to appease a diversely contentious populace. Do we think we should have peace, my brothers and sisters, after people who do not consistently follow the one spirit? Think about it. Scripture says there's strife and divisions among us. Going into the third chapter. Oh, there's a lot to be understood in that second chapter is in Isaiah 64. Then a man must be molded by the will of one, beyond all the rule of all the nations. That's the gospel. And it says if we have strife and divisions among us of any kind, it's because we are still yet carnal. Our brothers and sisters, a multitude who are in their carnal thinking refuse all all of them refusing to accept or seek the fullness of what is divine will, seek what is missing. All who would not seek what is missing, my brothers and sisters, have no covenant with the Most High. They preserve a multitude of contradictions, arguing with other contradictions against the truth. My brothers and sisters, the end result is not the truth. If we dare say that all this neglect and treachery, that if we trust in such, that we deserve to be called faithful, are being grossly deceived across this world every day by principles that simply, my brothers and sisters, are far from reason, far from respect, from the sanctity and the constancy of the one, like I said, the true children of Israel, the true children of Abraham, know that they must seek according to Genesis 17, according to Jacob in the first chapter, they call it the book of James, says that beyond all the nations, though we might be scattered among the nations, or in a nation of many nations, we must understand the Most High still requires of us a perfect work, true to him in all things. Do we dare to believe that we shall attain to that conscience, men trusting after the variant, confusing ideologies of men? Scripture says we lack that wisdom. And Most High told me the greatest wisdom is not what people think they know. What they don't know. He said the greatest wisdom, my brothers and sisters, is not what men know, think they know, but what they don't know. For walking according to not what is not consideration of all the Most High has spoken, he said that's not wisdom at all. I want you to understand something, my brothers and sisters. Should we call it wisdom? Should we call it righteousness? Shall we call it, my brothers and sisters, true, being true to the knowledge of Yah, if after a multitude of contradictions we no longer know or respect fully what is true? Or do we say we're true to the will of one after a multitude of contradictions? I regret to say, but there's no doubt about it, if we look closely into the fabric of what is this present society we live in, you see a mass of contradictions, and those who have been the architects of these contradicted worldly systems have actually even required of men to accept such inconsistencies as if they were true. Idiocy, my brothers and sisters, hypocrisy, pretending to be wisdom, has deceived many. I repeat, whose law do we trust? That we might have hope of being made complete, according to, mutually complete unto all that is divine will and purpose. Is the rule of men or the rule of another? When the scripture says not under the law but under grace, it means not under the false rule of man, because the Most High, who will perform and do everything that he has declared, it is his favor, his mercy, his grace, his kindness, his gift, if men cannot give it in their ignorance, to reveal to us what shall be, that we might prepare to be his people. The rule has taught you anything else. Every single one of them in every way is a liar. Do I need to repeat that? Everyone who sits back and tries to tell you that the grace of Yah is your subjection under someone else's rule. Hey, if you're not under divine law, whose law are you under? What chance of order and peace with the universe do you have? Remember, he is the creator and maker of heaven and earth. Shall we say we have unity, harmony, agreement with all the majesty of all the excellence the Most High intends in the universe, according to the rule of someone who fundamentally was never the maker? Do we dare to say that the miscreant ideas that came as a result of the fall are wiser than the maker? Then who have we trusted? Again, if our faith does not reveal to us what is missing in our thinking, what we have faith in does not reveal what has been missing in our thinking for a very long time, unto a multitude of divisions. If our faith does not reveal to us those exceeding truths, that we might remember the way of peace, who then have we trusted? It's important, my brothers and sisters, that we be honest enough to seek Yah for the genuine answers to these questions and be willing to plead the Most High for the empowerment of His Spirit, that we learn to know far better. I repeat, Messiah said, I made no request for those who would retain worldly contradiction, John 17:9. It means that if we ask the Most High for His Spirit unto the strengthening of our character, our minds, and our reasoning, we have to make a devout oath to be true unto what He reveals. What did He say? Go forth and teach all nations everything that I commanded, everything that He revealed. He said, if you love me, keep my commandments. I am the way, the truth, and the life. In other words, He said, there's one path of truth unto the Father. He is it. Did not say it was a standard after the conscience of another. He said, if you love me, if your allegiance is to me, maintain and preserve this idea, lest you lose it after the corruptions of men. He said, my peace I give unto you. In other words, peace after the fullness of what is divine desire unto His kingdom, not as the world giveth. In other words, the world tells men that they have peace in all their convoluted misconceits, hasty conclusions, even hasty conclusions wrought of ignorance. You know, I think about the scripture sometimes. It says, and unto us, it says, unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. You know, that scripture is preceded in Isaiah, in the 9th chapter. The scripture says, those who walked in darkness have seen a great light. And upon them who dwelt in darkness, upon them has the light shined. Do you know, my brothers and sisters, that where there are a multitude of misrepresentations, so much so that men are beguiled by their own devices not to know which is which? And it may well be, my brothers and sisters, after mass corruption, where everything becomes corrupt, none righteous, no, not one, that none of the standards of men are trusted as right. Where men do not discern absolutely what is the will of Yah, my brothers and sisters, it is a pretense to call it wisdom. It is darkness. The light, my brothers and sisters, is what would expose every form of misrepresentation, every partial, every incomplete, every polluted and tainted misrepresentative standard. When the scripture says, unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. The brothers and sisters, it relates to the time of Messiah appearing. In these ultimate latter days, those scriptures are talking about, that all the misrule of the leaders should be exposed, that one way of peace be revealed. That we have counsel from above, my brothers and sisters, unto an everlasting kingdom of truth. If we dare say, my brothers and sisters, then, that the confusion and the indiscriminate thinking of many must be preserved, that we have that peace, that we have that understanding. My brothers and sisters, I know without question there's a need to discern far better and better than that. You know, the Most High has already forsworn the king that He has promised. And the king that He has promised, my brothers and sisters, is beyond all the elections of men. Which will you prefer? A king elected after the contradictions of man? Confusions of man? Or the wisdom of Yah? That question, my brothers and sisters, every believer is going to have to decide. Who do men desire for a king? Those who would implement or seek to implement every contradictive device against the fruition of divine will? Do they prefer a king whom the Most High did not say He would support for peace? Think about it. If men want to uphold a mass contradiction, there will never be righteous, pure, perfect mutual understanding. Which do you support, my brothers and sisters? A king the Most High said He would uphold? Or those who would stand against His sovereign rule in that they seek to all rob the Most High and the people of the knowledge of the kingdom of one that He would establish that requires that all false rulers of this earth, political, national, social, religious, be exposed as foolish, that the wisdom of one shall arise. The Most High told me this is all about respect, my brothers and sisters. What does Scripture say? That all may know, Isaiah 45 and 6, from the rising of the sun to the west and from the west. Now, my brothers, so that means those in the east, and you know, he's talking about ancient, after, in other words, there was a, that had occurred, my brothers and sisters, at one time, a monotheist revolution in the east that the west never had. It says in the last days that must also happen in the west. Read Isaiah 45 and 6. Say that all may revere the name of the Most High from the rising of the sun to the west. No, there's no other Savior but He, none else that brings man to the fullness, salvation, the healing, the completion that is intended of mankind according to purpose. But by one, the multitude of partial and polluted standards are not that standard after which there should be life and peace. Most High will not preserve a multitude of contradictions against His will. No, He will not preserve any negligent treachery against the fullness of His will. He won't preserve any ideal, my brothers and sisters, which stand as an obstacle to dissuade His people. Messiah said, I make no request for those who will scatter the conscience of my people. I want you to consider the scripture, 1 Samuel 2 and 10. And it's ultimately a prophecy concerning Messiah, not just what Samuel said concerning the king of Israel, or even David, if you will. It is promised as an ultimate prophecy that this the Most High must do. It says the adversaries of the Most High shall be broken to pieces. It means all who stand against the fruition of all divine will shall be broken to pieces. All who would break His law or separate the people from the knowledge of what is divine expectation shall be broken to pieces. Out of heaven, from the Most High, the kingdom above all, the kingdom of the earth, and the dead, and all the world's differences, shall He thunder upon them, in other words, with strong rebuke. The Most High shall judge all the ends of the earth. He didn't say the nations of the earth be judged according to their own standards. And He shall give strength. Oh, my brothers and sisters, what does it mean when Messiah, Scripture says in Isaiah 41, Messiah will say, listen to me, O isles, and hearken to me, O you nations, let my people renew their strength. Let them become strong in the knowledge of one. Let them be strong in discernment, not to fall for the deceivers. Let them become a strong people, unified after the will of one. And He should give strength unto His king. My brothers and sisters, yes, that His king gives strength to His people. And He shall exalt the horn of His anointed. In this case, my brothers and sisters, some of you have heard what they call a horn of plenty. Sometimes that word for horn is also related to its abundance, even sovereignty. How about He shall exalt the abundant sovereignty of a king the Most High has forsworn must inherit the world, that all who stand against divine will shall be deposed, and all that is divine righteousness according to the anointing of His Spirit. All those who would oppose the power, the anointing of His Spirit shall be deposed. He shall exalt the horn of His anointed. He shall exalt the strength and majesty and sovereignty to a divine honor of Him who is appointed, He has appointed and anointed to perform the works of His Spirit. I find it a sad thing that, you know, it's amazing to me. Many cry for justice, but how many cry for all that is divine justice? You know, it's one thing to say that the nations of this world have stood against the exaltation of the one king the Most High would declare. But to look around and see that even Israel today, as the scripture said in Isaiah 57, has stood against the sovereign will of the one. Everyone's seeking to uphold his own so-called station of robbery, dissuading the minds, enslaving the minds, not knowing fully what the Most High has intended. It's a shame, my brothers and sisters. Yes, we might expect Gentile nations to stand against the promise of Yah, that demands that all nations that will stand against divine promise and sovereignty for Israel. Is Most High's promise that they would be removed. And don't think the true Israel, my brothers and sisters, is a people who in any way disregard anything the Most High has declared. In fact, I recently put up on my Seder Forum a Facebook page article that I dare say that no one is an Israelite unless he believes, can obey, and uphold all these things. But there were those who would prefer to be called Israel, false prophets, sons of hell, who, even in finding the truth, would prefer that others never know it, that they exalt themselves. I know for a fact, my brothers and sisters, Most High is one he called Angel from the Rising Sun, the King of the East, Revelation 7 and 2, who will declare the fullness of all that is divine will, and only those who would trust the fullness that he has declared, Acts 3:18 through 23, after this world has suffered, let's just say, much illusion, not having the true word of Yah. Only those who have sanctioned the fullness of his word were the Most High sealed and confirmed, worthy of protection in a day of great wrath that shall eradicate every illusion. Question I have, my brothers and sisters, how many of us really seek the oneness that only one can bring? And how long will men trust in the illusions of leaders who have not desired that we seek beyond them all, that the will of one be exalted? Unto him every knee shall bow and every tongue shall swear allegiance. Till we speak again, my brothers and sisters, I thank the Most High for this opportunity to speak toward the healing of our people, the day of atonement that is soon to come. I thank the Most High for every year that he brings near. Unto his might and unto his honor, unto his praise, yes, my brothers and sisters, sovereign majesty and praise always. Hallelujah! And I do thank you all again, yes, I do, for listening. Even now, the Most High has told me, he has begun to do all that he must do. That all that is peace and happiness according to all that he has consecrated as good and righteous must all be brought to bear. Again, those articles of which I spoke need to be examined, my brothers and sisters, by all who will. HiddenGospel.com has articles, The Secret City Prophecies, Early Church Origin, Forgotten Mutual Expectation, Prophetic Promise, Tribulation 70 to 365 AD, and so many others. Want to see a schedule for the Feast of the Most High this year? There's an article there called The Feast of Yah. I tell you, my brothers and sisters, no one will survive the judgment to be preserved in the day of wrath and will stand against any of these words the Most High has given for the healing of his people. And then again, till we speak again, my brothers and sisters, Ben Edomiah Covenant Remembrance Ministries, let us know that only that there's only one law that is lawful, one law that brings order and peace. It is the design of the one Most High. Yes, indeed, my brothers and sisters, henceforth and even forever. Hallelujah! Let us learn when we say we praise him, to seek him, that we honor him,